Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I get up and nothing gets me down.
You got it tough. I've seen the toughest. Sam Haven bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Judy Robinette is our new friend. Not for long, though. We got a lot. She's got a lot to teach us. She'll be back. We'll get her back again another day. She's an expert in helping businesses, startups especially, get funding, whether it be from venture capitalists, from angels, from family offices. That's a term that I knew, but we haven't talked about that much about it on the show before, Judy. Her new book is called Crack the Funding Code, just out now. I encourage you to find it wherever books are sold. Judy, I need your website, please.
JudyRobinette.com.
Pretty easy. Put two T's on the end there. Hey, Judy, talk to us about what you're seeing out there as you help small business, would-be small business owners. Maybe some of them already have a business. They already have customers. I'm sure some of them do. Some of them are just looking for funding. I like to remind some of those startups that the best capital in the world, the absolute best capital, comes from customers, not from venture, not from investors. I encourage people to go find a customer, see if the dogs will eat the dog food before you go talk to investors. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's true. However, you know, many angels and early stage VCs will look at you before you have a customer if you've got, you know, something that is perceived as a brilliant idea.
Right.
But it's good to always test the waters because you want to ask for advice before you ask for money and build relationships. And I'm seeing some phenomenal things. A couple of weeks ago, I spoke at Black Women in Tech in New York City, and I met Julia Collins. She's the first black woman to build a unicorn. And her company is valued at $2.25 billion.
Wow! Tell them what a unicorn is.
A unicorn is a company that's valued at over $1 billion. So the past year of the 22 unicorns in the United States, seven of them were founded or co-founded by women.
Wow!
So we're seeing finally women getting into the game and kind of disrupting the old boys network.
Right. Are women funding women more now?
Yes. And so many of these women came out of eBay, Microsoft. They had their own exits, and now right. They're funding women.
Mm-hmm. Do women have unique requirements, unique circumstances? How is a woman getting funded different than a man getting funded?
Well, you touched on it before we started talking that men tend to be, you know, more aggressive. And so in Silicon Valley, they talk about how it used to be pattern recognition. It was, you know, a white guy that had a degree from Harvard or Yale.
Right.
And then that guy would become rich, and then they would fund other white guys with degrees from,
right.
You know, Harvard or Stanford.
Mm-hmm.
But that model, now we're seeing that women actually have better return on investment faster than the men.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I think we will now see that pattern broke a little. Well, they'll be looking at all minorities, which is thrilling because Warren Buffett said if we use the other half of the brains in the United States, our GDP
right.
would double.
Well, one of the things about women that I've known is, and this is borne out in some of the global research, you know, the Grameen loans, the micro loans, and all the loans that have been given out. I reported on this when they were loaning money to Iraqis during the Iraq War. They were loaning money to small business owners over there. women were like 98% paid their money back. At a level of 98%, where men was somewhat less than that. Women do shepherd their money. They steward their money better than men do, but they still have the issue of being a little more risk averse than men. And that can be a problem too if you're going to get to be a unicorn, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I see this too, Jim, for whatever reason. It could be the media, the culture, all of those things combined, biology. there is a bit of a lack of self-confidence. And, you know, I use a story of my first company. I thought I was going bankrupt, and I went to a bankruptcy attorney, and and I just scared to death and showed him my financials, and he said, "You're not close." And I said, "But I'm broke. I don't have any money." And he said, "Listen, they can break you, but they can't eat you." And that really helped me kick fear to the curb. And after I learned that, then I became, more
you,
so.
You weren't leveraging.
Go ahead.
You weren't leveraging everything you had that could be leveraged, were you?
I wasn't. I was terrified.
You were leaving stuff on the table, weren't you?
Yep, exactly.
So the thing that I try to encourage, here's one of the things I like to say to women. A lady asked me one time, why do you take more risks than women? Why do you take a risk? Why do you do that? And I said, because we don't care if it breaks.
Yeah.
I think men don't care if it breaks more than women. If a woman can have a little more confidence that she can fix it if it breaks, I mean, I think men don't have a chance after that. As good as women are with relationships, as good as you are stewarding money, you find a woman who doesn't care if it breaks, she's going to beat the world.
Yeah, I think that's true. There was an old Lucy and show, and it had, Lucy and Ethel wanted to learn how to golf. And, you know, the husbands did everything they could to stop them from doing that. And they whispered to themselves, if we teach them, they'll beat us. They'll be better than we are.
It's true. I remember that one. Hey, Judy, we're dating ourselves a little bit. Of course, you probably saw that. You saw that on YouTube. I know what you did. Hey, Judy, Judy Robinette with two T's, folks. The new book is called Crack the Funding Code. We're going to have more fun and more good stuff out of Judy after the break. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.